Actually, although it's a bit taboo, body enhancement in Trinidad and Tobago, a lot of people inquire about it. Because it's a little bit taboo, they don't go about speaking about it openly as, say, Latin America or the United States of America. But a lot of women would have come to me for consultations. I have lost count. A few males as well would have come to me too, or would have called to get information about getting the etched stomach and all that good stuff. So it is something that is growing tremendously in Trinidad, and because of the fact too that Venezuela is one of the cheapest places and very easily accessible to go to. You find that plenty of people now go to Venezuela because, as I said before in one of the previous statements I would have made, that you could go to Venezuela and get a full mommy makeover for about $2,500 US. So people are now, it's easier. It's to their disposal. And it is out there more, and with the help of social media and all that great stuff, you find that people get in contact with these different places and pursue the enhancements out of Trinidad and Tobago. It could be a big business in Trinidad. I'm not that there are not procedures being done here. However, the cost of doing it in Trinidad is a little bit of a deterrent for some people. So you can go to Venezuela. Again, I'm going to use that as an example. You can go to Venezuela and get enhancements done with airfare, accommodation, garments, medication for a fraction of what it costs in Trinidad. But it could grow once we, the doctors here, kind of sit down and really hone in on how can I make this more affordable but still be safe for my clients in Trinidad and Tobago, if that answers the question. I hope it does.